Eating Like a Caveman. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. She knows it's been labeled a fad diet and that it sounds like a recipe for a heart attack, but Jess Mullen, a nutritionist at CrossFit Seattle, says it works for her. It's called the Paleo Diet.
The idea behind it is it's how our ancestors ate, eating primarily animal tissues.
Otherwise known as meat.
It's never been consistently shown that red meat or saturated fat has a direct link to heart disease or increasing cholesterol.
Sounds like a cholesterol denier, doesn't she? And yet, despite a diet that includes meat and eggs for breakfast,
my cholesterol is really good.
So, beef, fish, turkey, chicken, processed as little as possible, plus nuts, fruits, fresh and raw, and you're on the paleo diet. Doesn't sound like much of a sacrifice, does it? Except you must also avoid all grains, all dairy, all refined sugar, which means no soda and no dessert, unless it's honey scooped from a beehive. Oh, and there's one other catch. In addition to eating like a caveman, Jess exercises like a caveman.
I exercise on average between an hour to 24 hours a day.
And then she's free to fire up the grill and sizzle up a slab of grass-fed beef from a happy free-range cow. Now, like I say, some doctors consider this a fad diet, and it may sound absurd to eat like our Stone Age ancestors who were lucky to make it to age 30, but at least they didn't get fat. And thanks to the short lifespan, their social security system was completely solvent. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Ba-da-da-da-da, otherwise known as meat. Eating like a caveman. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. She knows it's been labeled a fad diet and that it sounds like a recipe for a heart attack, but Jess Mullen, a nutritionist at CrossFit Seattle, says it works for her. It's called the Paleo Diet.
The idea behind it is it's how our ancestors ate, eating primarily animal tissues.
Otherwise known as meat.
It's never been consistently shown that red meat or saturated fat has a direct link to heart disease or increasing cholesterol.
She sounds like a cholesterol denier, doesn't she? And yet, despite a diet that includes meat and eggs for breakfast,
my cholesterol is really good.
So, she eats beef, turkey, chicken, processed as little as possible, plus nuts, fruits, fresh and raw, and there you have the paleo diet. Doesn't sound like much of a sacrifice, except that you must also avoid all grains, all dairy, refined sugar, which means no soda and no dessert, unless it's honey scooped from a beehive. Oh, and there's one other catch. In addition to eating like a caveman, Jess exercises like a caveman.
I exercise on average between an hour to 24 hours a day.
And then she's free to fire up the grill and sizzle up a slab of grass-fed beef from a happy free-range cow. Now, like I say, some doctors consider this a fad diet, and it may sound absurd to eat like our Stone Age ancestors who were lucky to make it to age 30, but at least they didn't get fat. And thanks to the shortened lifespan, their social security system was completely solvent. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.